Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential podcast. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with some of the news about the vaccine. Let's start with India. Serum Institute has said that Covishield, the vaccine that we're talking about, that followed a big news of a defamation case, was not responsible for Chennai volunteers' adverse event. It followed regulatory processes. So basically, Serum Institute has said in a statement that it is only after we cleared all the required processes that we continued with the trials. Meanwhile, Pfizer and BioNTech has applied to the European Drugs Regulator for conditional authorization of COVID-19 vaccine, following similar steps in the United States and Britain, the company said today via Reuters. Then now let's come to India. Some of the top news: COVID-19 caseload in India has gone up over 94.62 lakh. Recovery rate is at 94%. We have seen over 31,118 new infection reported in a day, but the recoveries have gone up in all over 88,89,585. This is the Health Ministry's data today morning. The death toll is over 1,37,621. Around 480 new fatalities were recorded in one day. Also, let me update you about the new Health Ministry's guidelines. So markets in containment zones will remain shut, but there is a new SOP that has been released by the Health Ministry on preventive measures to be taken in markets to contain the spread of COVID-19. So we know that October, November was a month of festivities, and a spike in the daily number of coronavirus cases has been noticed in several states. Therefore, keeping the situation in mind, the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has issued new guidelines. The center has also urged people in vulnerable categories, to stay home and step out only if, necessary. Even shop employees who fall under high-risk categories have been advised to take precautions. Apart from that, Ministry has gotten in touch with the Market Owners Association to ensure strict implementation of the new coronavirus rules. They have been advised to, set up mask dispensing kiosks. They have been advised, to set up mass dispensing kiosk at government-approved, rates at entry and entry points and parking lots, and distribute free masks to those who cannot afford them. Additionally, hand washing stations must be established in public utility areas. Apart from that, in case self-regulations fails, enforcement agencies will step in. They may even impose measures such as opening of markets on alternate days or close markets altogether. Queue management has to be done. So all of these guidelines have been put out. Apart from that, if we talk about Kerala, the Kerala's COVID-19 tally has climbed to 6 lakh. Gujarat, meanwhile, has slashed the RT-PCR test price to Rs. 800 as per PTI. So the news has come from Delhi and now from Gujarat, where the price has gone down. Meanwhile, Odisha government has said to the center that its preparedness for mass vaccination of health and frontline workers against COVID-19 in the first phase. So we know that the state has said that it is ready for a mass vaccination program. Now with that, let's move on to the world updates. Leaked documents suggest that China mishandled COVID-19 situation in early stages, as per a report by CNN. So the 117-page leaked document marked internal document, please keep confidential. It was from the Hubei Provincial Center for Disease Control and Prevention that basically said the situation was mishandled by misleading the public and delays in diagnosing new cases. So this is what we know now. Meanwhile, Scott Atlas, has finished a controversial tenure in the US. He has resigned as special advisor to Donald Trump, as per the White House official statement. He basically attacked science-based public measures that were introduced by the coronavirus task force. He repeatedly, downplayed the coronavirus, and now his tenure has ended. Apart from that, China gave COVID-19 vaccine candidate to North Korea's Kim Jong-un, as per a US analyst, but it was unclear which company had supplied its drug candidate to Kim and whether it had proven to be safe as per report. We know that, China has provided the coronavirus vaccine as per the analyst, citing two unidentified Japanese intelligence sources. So this is a source-based news that we are putting out. Apart from that, in the US, Americans might face new COVID-19 restrictions after Thanksgiving. We know that Dr. Fauci had spoken about a surge in cases after, the festivities of Thanksgiving. So there might be a new surge, a new wave after Thanksgiving is what he had hinted at. Meanwhile, US may begin vaccinations before Christmas as per reports, and Asian factories continue recovery from COVID-19. But China is booming. Meanwhile, the Chinese recovery is tremendous after the entire coronavirus lockdown, and now it has recovered well as compared to a lot of other countries. UK is not planning vaccine passports for pubs, theatres, sport events, and WHO has called Mexico's rising coronavirus trend very worrisome. WHO has also said that it will do everything to find COVID-19 origins. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For more news, views and coverage, do visit the Money Control website and app. Thanks for tuning in today. See you tomorrow.